always got the best of me. Ocean eyes of lead and sea. Walk with me in waking dreams. Through the flame into the sea. And now you're chopping the tree. You're chopping a tree right down. And now down.
Historically, it seems that I haven't been in the best news. I wonder if you always knew I'd kill the love we grew. No, now you can't claim your innocence after teach me a history. Lesson by lesson, how it used to be. To hold all your confessions, I just need it like it was there when it was you and I.
And you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Tell me I'm a good girl. I won't deny that something's wrong, but what it is remains a mystery. The obvious somehow avoids detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Oh, at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. Just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality, but I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst enemy. Shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
Thank you. Hey, Ned, can you lift this box for me?
Oh, sure, Sandy.
Thank you.
Are your joints trying to tell you something?
Hey, Ned, how about toss me that pencil?
No problem.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
The fact is, for healthy bones, joints, and muscles, weekend exercise just isn't enough. You should exercise a total of 30 minutes every day.
Hello. Oh, sure, Tim. I'll walk right over.
Try jogging or going for quick walks or taking the stairs instead of the elevator.
Be right there, Tim.
For more ideas on building a healthier body, call 1-800-824-BONES or visit aaos.org. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. We keep you well connected.
Bye-bye, Ned.
Oh, bye, Sandy.
Hey, everybody, look what I found. Simply the best manservant in town. He's neat and discreet, he couldn't be any subtler. This is the story of my rock and roll butler. Scrubbing away at the dirt, bending and stretching in a little tight skirt. She says I'm much nicer than the Marquis de Sade. This is the story of my little French maid. Seen the driver of my black limousine. He wears a black cap and some black panty loafers. This is the story of my rock and roll chauffeur.
Rock and roll chauffeur, rock and roll chauffeur, rock and roll home. Wanna rock and roll. take a ride past midnight to the edge of life. Demon in the darkness has a subtle bite. Bones start to boiling, dreams they run cold. Method turn to madness, your ticket will explode. Kiss the golden phoenix, ride that Valkyrie. You were just a plaything, nothing more to me. Never gonna co-sign your insanity. Don't know why it should be a goddamn thing to me. Bones start to boiling,
Flockhart from the Boston Pops, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
Tonight at 9:01, it's clubbing time. Haven't paid for a drink since 85. That's Perrier and French white wine. When I rock the mic, you best stay home with your Fisher Price and Mr. Microphone. You're coming through mono, I'm in stereo. Boy, don't you know this a one-girl show? I only rock at night.